is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A new wildfire has triggered evacuation orders for tens of thousands of people north of Los Angeles. This man in Valencia got out.
You can replace your home and belonging, but you can't replace, you know, your loved ones and your pets and stuff. So we decided, don't risk it. Just do what the authorities want you to do.
The flames began as a brush fire near the busy 405 freeway and exploded in size. CBS's Andres Gutierrez from Santa Clarita.
The fire has burned through over 9,400 acres, and it is climbing towards that 10,000 mark. And so if that happens, it'll be the third fire within 15 days that has seen over 10,000 acres being burned.
President Trump reacted to the fires in an interview with Fox's Sean Hannity.
I don't think we should give California anything until they let water flow down.
He's threatening to withhold federal aid, repeating a false claim that Governor Newsom and other public officials have blocked water from the northern part of the state into Los Angeles. The Trump administration has fired U.S. Coast Guard Commandant Admiral Linda Lee Fagan, the first female uniformed leader of an armed services branch. Pentagon correspondent Charlie Daggett.
Her primary job was heading up 57,000 personnel. That's a four-year term. She'd only served two of those. Many people believe she was instrumental in turning around the Coast Guard's recruitment issues. And responsibilities include maritime border security, crisis response.
The administration cites her, quote, excessive focus on DEI. Half a dozen states in the South are still in emergency mode after a rare record-breaking snowstorm. CBS is Katie Weiss from New Orleans.
It has barreled through and hammered several states across the Gulf Coast, from Texas to Florida. And unfortunately, we know now, after this storm has made its way through those Gulf states, that nine people lost their lives due to this horrific storm.
Police in Nashville say the 17-year-old gunman live-streamed yesterday's shooting at Antioch High School's cafeteria. He killed a classmate, then himself. CBS's Anna Schechter says online posts link the shooter to extremism.
There was language connected to accelerationism, which is one of the most extreme forms of white supremacy, which calls for violence to destroy society so they can build it back up again.
Colleges may finally be filling up again. New report from the National Student Clearinghouse Research Center says total enrollment was almost 16 million in the fall. That's an increase of 4.5% from the year before, pushes the numbers above pre-pandemic levels. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Some fluffy stuff came down overnight. The National Weather Service did issue an alert about the snow that came down in areas last night. Between a dusting and a little more than an inch is in place, a warm-up is coming this weekend. The latest is coming up in the forecast. Charges have been filed in a fatal Racine hit-and-run back in December. 19-year-old Shamya Anderson has been charged with knowingly operating a motor vehicle without a valid license and hit-and-run resulting in a death. It follows the fatal collision on December 9th. The victim, 44-year-old Dwayne Carr, was hit on Memorial Drive and later died due to his injuries at the hospital. Anderson allegedly told police she had never had a driver's license. She did flee the scene, but later called to confess. A water main break has one Kenosha Elementary closed today. The principal at Forest Park Elementary posted on social media last night about a major water main break impacting the building. The incident has resulted in a loss of water and restrooms that aren't working. City crews are at the school today trying to make a fix. In his seventh State of the State address, Governor Tony Evers declared 2025 to be the year of the kid. He outlined several policies, programs, and initiatives in an attempt to make kids smarter, healthier, and safer.
We cannot let common sense get lost in debates over whether basic policies could have prevented the most recent shooting, or the one before that, or the one before that. We aren't here in Madison to quibble about the semantics of the last shooting. We are here to do everything we can to prevent the next one.
The Republican response to the speech was delivered by Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Buck Bucks basketball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks headed back to Milwaukee today after nearly a foot of snow around New Orleans shut down the roads and the airport. Last night's game against the Pelicans called off due to the weather. It'll be rescheduled later this season. Tonight, the Bucks host the Miami Heat with 41 games left on the schedule. Milwaukee the half point of the regular season, 13 games before the All-Star break. Damian Lillard on holding onto that fourth place spot in the Eastern Conference.
In this closing stretch, we got to have that more than anything else because it's going to come down to where our mind is. If we do, you know, I think we'll go into the break feeling good about ourselves, and I think right now we're trending in that direction.
College basketball, UWM last night with a 95-79 victory over Wright State in Fairborn, Ohio. Milwaukee now tied for second place in the Horizon League, two games behind Cleveland State. And former Packers defensive back Terrell Buckley named the new head coach at Mississippi Valley State. Buckley played for seven different teams in the NFL after being a first-round pick for Green Bay in 1992. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
But I love to travel. I love it, whether it's a car or it's a plane. I like to get out there. I like to keep it moving. I love airports. Feel safe in airports, thanks to the high-caliber individuals we have working at X-Ray Security. How about this crack squad of savvy, motivated personnel? The way you want to set up your airport security is you want the short, heavy-set woman at the front with the skin-tight uniform. That's your first line of defense. You want those pants so tight the flap in front of the zipper has pulled itself open. You can see the metal tangs hanging on for dear life. Then you put the bag on the conveyor belt, goes to the little luggage car wash. Then you have that other genius down at the other end looking in the little X-ray TV screen. This Einstein has chosen to stand in front of X-rays 14 hours a day as his profession. Looking in that thing. I have looked in that TV screen. I cannot make out one object. He's standing there. What is that, a hairdryer with a scope on it? That looks okay. Keep it moving. Some sort of bowling ball candle. Yeah, I got no problem with that. Just, you know, we don't want to hold up the line.
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Looking Molly now, here she come. Wearing a wig hat and shades to match. Got her high-heeled shoes and an alligator hat. Wearing a pearls and a diamond ring. Got braids, it's on a thing of nine and everything. Devil with a blue dress on. She's the devil with a blue dress on. Low help her say. Devil with a blue dress on. Devil with a blue dress on. Hey, wearing a perfume Chanel number 5. To be the finest girl alive. You walk real cool, catches everybody's eye. I got to be nervous, I can't say hi. Not too skinny, she's not too fat. She's a real humdinger and I like them like that. Devil with a blue red, blue red song. She's a devil with a blue red song. Hey, I say now. women now.
Boy, that's better than any alarm clock to wake you up in the morning, huh? Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels, Devil with the Blue Dress on. It's 6:10, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. You're waking up to a 20-degree temperature right now. That's almost 30 degrees warmer than 2 days ago. Snow showers right now, 20 at Radio Park. Becoming sunny today with a high around 20 is what we have now. Clear tonight, lows around 3. Increasing clouds tomorrow, highs near 21. Partly sunny Saturday with a high near 35. And Sunday, sunny with a high near 27. Nice weather on the way after today. Currently, again, snow showers, 20 degrees at Radio Park. You got to get that snow off your car this morning. It's kind of like powder, though. You can blow it off your car if you wanted to, but you got to get it off. I saw cars driving with the back window completely snowed up, and I don't know if there's a new law passed, and I'm not aware of it, that SUVs can drive 10 miles over the speed limit when it's snowing outside, but obviously there is, because they were all doing it this morning. Yeah, just get the snow off your windows, okay? So, you know, you drive carefully. Yesterday, when I was going home on 16th Street, during, you know, when it's snowing outside, 16th Street, big accident, two cars smashed together. They look like accordions, so drive carefully out there, all right? It's 6:11, local news, timeless hits. Oh. I heard there's going to be a new movie. I heard it yesterday with Pete Schwabba. About Yoko Ono and John Lennon. Should be good. Right now, these are the Beatles. Here's Let It Be.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be.
Beatles, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. You know, cold weather across the U.S. has been trending lately. No kidding. You don't need to let your car warm up anymore because, unless it's for comfort, because carburetors got phased out in the 90s. Those needed to be warmed up. Newer cars with fuel injectors warm up in, how long do you think it takes? 5 seconds. So as soon as you start your car and you buckle your seatbelt, your car's all warmed up if you have fuel injectors, because nobody's got carburetors anymore. It's 6:16, local news, timeless hits, WRJN with the DC5. Here's Over and Over, local news, timeless hits.
Well, I went to a dance just the other night. Everybody there was there.
Over and over at 6:18 at WRGN. Local news, timeless hits, looking for sunshine later today. Yep, sun's going to be out, they say. Highs near 20, clear tonight, lows around 3, increasing clouds tomorrow, highs near 21. For the weekend, partly sunny Saturday, 35 the high, Sunday sunny with a high near 27. Snow showers, 20 degrees right now here at Radio Park. You know, egg prices are one thing, but when they mess with our streaming costs, well, that's another. Netflix is raising their prices across the board. And Pete Schwab is going to talk about that. It's worth noting that Netflix also announced quarterly revenue that reached $10 billion for the first time in history. So naturally, you got to raise the prices, right? Speaking about Pete Schwab, here he is with the beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwab. Netflix is raising its rates again by $2.50 a month, regardless of plan. This comes despite the streamer adding 18 million new subscribers in the fourth quarter of 2024. Why would they raise their rates while adding so many subscribers? You'll love this. Netflix says they have to raise their rates to make more content. Yes, they think we aren't very bright. I would have thought they were using that extra money to fix buffering issues from celebrity boxing matches and NFL games. Suits is proving to be one of the most bingeable shows on TV. It now has a popular spinoff called Suits LA. Clever. The show has just announced a slew of guest stars who will appear during the first season, which includes stand-up comedian Patton Oswalt, Fear the Walking Dead's Maggie Grace, and Brian Baumgartner, who played Kevin on The Office. Suits LA premieres February 23rd on USA. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwab. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Easy Mobility Solutions helps you reclaim your freedom and live life on your terms. Travel with ease in a Golden or Pride power scooter or power chair designed for easy transport wherever you go. Southeastern Wisconsin's trusted power mobility provider with care credit options also offers power lift recliners with heat and massage features, keeping you comfortable and independent at home. Stop by the Easy Mobility Solutions showroom across the street from the old Kmart on Douglas Avenue in Racine.
About
Cotton Hills apartment in Racine has an incredibly rare opening of a one-bedroom apartment with a special extended 15-month lease. Fountain Hills in Mount Pleasant was named number one for senior living by senioradvisor.com. With amenities like on-site management and heated parking, Fountain Hills' top priority is safety with a locked lobby and thorough cleaning. Grab this rare one-bedroom apartment today at fountainhillsapartments.com or call 262-886-9200 right away.
No more mold. No more damage. No more slipping and hurting. Make your ordinary bathroom extraordinary for only $99 per month. New shower, new door, new tub, new wall, new anti-slip technology. BCI Bath and Shower is made in America for the highest quality. First 50 callers save $1,500 on a never-clear glass treated door. BCI Bath and Shower. Interest-free financing options. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115. 800-329-4115.
This message is sponsored by WiskCaregiver.com. Now is the time to start a meaningful career as a caregiver. Make a real difference in people's lives. WiskCaregiver.com gives you two great options for free. Train for the in-demand caregiver workforce as a CDCP, Certified Direct Care Professional, or become a CNA, Certified Nurse Aide. All training is free. Plus, you can earn a $500 bonus. Learn more. Visit WiskCaregiver.com.
For 98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
Yeah.
Now, I would say the Hollies on that song, except Alan Clark, who was lead singer for the Hollies, was going to break off from the band and do a solo album, and he wrote that song for his album, except the Hollies gave him an ultimatum. You're on your own or you're with us. He said, all right, I'm with you, and he used the song instead on the Hollies album, but he's only on there because it was supposed to be for his solo album. Without the Hollies, that's why you only hear one voice on that song. Hey, long, cool woman in the black dress, 625, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. If your New Year's resolution was to get back on the dating scene, here's some interesting hypotheticals for you. Someone posed the question to straight men online. If you walk into a room with 1,000 single women around your age, how many of them do you think would be attracted to you? 42% didn't have high hopes. They said between 1 and 25 of the women out of 1,000. A really discouraged person said if he walked in right now, zero. However, said if he had a chance to shave and dress up a little, maybe 5 women out of 1,000 would be attracted to him. Wow.
You went away and you hung around and bothered me every night. And when I wouldn't go out with you, you said things that weren't very nice.
My boyfriend's back and you're gonna be in trouble. When you see him coming, better cut out on the double.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You've been spreading lies that I was untrue.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
so
back.
So look out now, cause he's coming after you. Such a long time.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
Now he's back and things will be fine.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
You're gonna be sorry you were ever born.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's
back. Cause it's kinda big and he's awful strong.
Save my reputation. Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back.
If I were you, I'd take a permanent vacation.
Hey la, hey la, my boyfriend's back. Hey, I can see him coming. Now you better start a running.
Hey la,
hey la, my boyfriend's back.
La, my boyfriend's back.
Boy, boy,
look out now.
La,
my boyfriend's back.
Boy,
well, I can see you coming, so you better get up running on right now. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
The Angels, my boyfriend's back. Local news, Tamla Sitt, 6:29 now.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A Racine-based company is growing in Franklin. Modine is set to open up a new 153,000-square-foot facility in Franklin. It's said to be dedicated to producing thermal management systems for various vehicles and equipment. The expansion is expected to create 200 full-time jobs within about 5 years. In a statement, the Franklin mayor says the development is a great win for the city. He's highlighting a $1.6 million tax incentive program for the company. A retired four-legged law enforcement veteran has died. The Racine County Sheriff's Office has announced the passing of retired canine Nitro. The 12-year-old Belgian Malinois German Shepherd mix served the department for 9 years. The office says during his career, canine Nitro took down bank robbery suspects and hit on large amounts of illegal drugs. Sheriff Schmaling says the dog's contributions to the Racine County Sheriff's Office will not be forgotten. And a Racine brewery may open back up across the street. Littleport Brewing, which recently closed its downtown Racine location on 3rd, may find new life in the historic Wiggly Mill building. The owners of the brewery posted earlier this month that they had to close due to financial challenges.
A post this week says the Littleport proprietors are now exploring the possibility of relocating to their riverfront property. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Wisconsin's agriculture sector accounts for almost 10% of the state's total employment. We heard that this week at the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum. I'm Stephanie Hoff for the Midwest Farm Report along with you on a Thursday, here with Assembly Agriculture Chair Travis Tranel. He said one of the takeaways from the forum for him as both a state representative and a farmer is that the economic impact of agriculture goes beyond rural Wisconsin.
A lot of that manufacturing takes place in more urban areas. And sometimes I think we forget that. And why I think that's important is a lot of times I think legislators that are from more urban areas kind of look at rural Wisconsin and they think, well, what do they need now? What are they going to ask for today? And the reality is we really are codependent, because if we stop shipping them goods from rural Wisconsin, there are going to be a lot of people that live in urban areas that are going to be out of work. And I thought it was good to hear that.
Catching up with the representative Travis Tranel after the Wisconsin Agriculture Outlook Forum. He chairs the Assembly Agriculture Committee. We'll take a look at more agribusiness news next.
Allie Streshinsky, a passionate dairy farmer and member of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors, is part of the next generation shaping the future of Wisconsin dairy. She shares insights on how programs like Dairy Checkoff have supported the industry's growth nationwide.
It's been a great experience as a next generation dairy farmer who started after Checkoff was already in place. I have taken for granted the impact on production innovation and building the Wisconsin cheese identity over the past 40 years. Checkoff has allowed Wisconsin cheese to be sold nationwide, and it can be found in 99% of grocery stores. I've been lucky to gain a front row seat to these programs that are designed to strengthen relationships with both bulk buyers and individual consumers. These programs help to coordinate things like in-store demonstrations, digital ads, in-store sales material, and both earned and free media. And this all encourages consumers to look for that Proudly Wisconsin label.
Learn more about how your Dairy Checkoff dollars are utilized at wisconsindairy.org.
Welcome back on a Thursday. The Dairy Business Association has released its priorities for the upcoming legislative session, one of the first agricultural groups to do so. Their list focuses on attracting a skilled workforce to Wisconsin, supporting clean water initiatives, and improving transportation infrastructure. We have the whole list at MidwestFarmReport.com. In other agribusiness news today, registration is open for the 2025 Upper Midwest Hazelnut Growers Conference. This year, the conference is at the Chula Vista Resort in the Wisconsin Dells, March 7th and 8th. This is your chance to get acquainted with a valuable crop. Sessions will cover everything from planting to pruning and from harvesting to marketing. Learn more at MidwestFarmReport.com. I'm Stephanie Hoff.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 20 for a high this afternoon. The wind will be northwest at 10 to 20, and that'll keep the wind chill hovering either side of zero here for a good chunk of the day. Tonight, 4 above. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 22. We're back to 35 by Saturday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now at 19.
Babies are a lot of work. I try and pitch in. I do diapers. I mean, I don't change them, but I go, you got to do this diaper. We have three other kids, too, a 7-year-old, a 5-year-old, and a 2-year-old. I should probably learn their names.
Four kids! Bedtime is a crisis! They act like they've never been to sleep before.
Bed? What's that? No, I don't want to do that.
Then it becomes some hostage negotiation, but in reverse. Look, if you stay in there, I will give you whatever you want. I will meet your demands. What do you want, a helicopter to Cuba? Anything. Just stay in there. There's always one awake. Like they're taking shifts.
All right, I'll annoy him from midnight to 2. Who wants 3 to 6? Now let's lie down and practice kicking him in our sleep. Because my wife has instituted this open door policy where if one of our kids has a nightmare, they're welcome to come in our room and pee in our bed. Luckily, that only happens every night.
Supremes heard that our love goes. 6:37 local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Becoming sunny today with a high near 20. Clear tonight, lows around 3. Increasing clouds tomorrow, highs near 21. Partly sunny Saturday with a high near 35. And Sunday sunny with a high near 27. Cloudy and 18 degrees right now at Radio Park. Nurses voted the most trusted profession for the 24th year in a row. 76% of Americans rate them as more honest and ethical than average. Then comes grade school teachers, good. Military officers, pharmacists, and doctors, according to the annual Gallup poll, ranked at the bottom, the very bottom, lobbyists and members of Congress. Thank goodness, disc jockeys weren't at the bottom of that list. Woo. I was sweating that one out. Hey, coming up after 7 o'clock, former owner of WRJN, Skip Bliss, is here. Historical marker number 12 at WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start. I see no reason to take me home. I'm old enough to face the dawn. Light will be dim, and it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well,
it was what I wanted now. And if we're victims of the night, I won't be blinded by the light. Just call me Angel.
Angel of the Morning, 621. Local news, time of the hits at WRJN. Well, a new report looked at the most common four-digit PIN numbers for things like ATM passwords and unlocking your phone. 1234. If you guess that one, well, you've got a 1 in 9 chance of being right. 11% of all four-digit passwords were found to be 1234. 1111 came in second place, made up about 6% of all passwords. Four zeros came in third place, 1212 in fourth place, and 7777 in fifth place. So lucky sevens. Until someone drains your account, then it's, you know, not so lucky, huh? It's 642. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN. Looking for sunshine later today. I like it. Highs near 20. Right now it's cloudy and 18 degrees here at Radio Park with the Association.
Every time I think that I'm the only one who's lonely, someone calls.
The association, along comes Mary at WRJN Local News and Timeless Hits, and you've been waiting for details on how to win tickets to see Herman's Hermits and the association in concert. So here's the deal. Dan Marcus had a great conversation with Peter Noon of Herman's Hermits, and next Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, he's going to play back a segment each day at about 10:45 in the morning. Remember what you heard, because later in the day at around 3:45, Kurt Bowman will ask about the topic of the earlier interview. The first person to call in and recall the highlights will win tickets. Details and rules are online at WRJN.com. We're now, it's time for Odd But True. You know, it's estimated there were about 3 million ships wrecked and sitting at the bottom of the world's oceans, worth billions and billions of dollars between all the artifacts and treasure on those ships. My question is, what are we waiting for? Let's get the gear and get down there and grab some of that stuff, huh?
East Deli is your go-to for fresh signature subs and chef salads in Racine. Find them at Twins Food Mart on 16th and Packard, Elite Mini Market on Washington Avenue, and Taylor Mart on 1813 Taylor Avenue. Hosting a party? Convenient pickup and catering from our Washington Avenue shop make game day party trays a hit, even with a few hours' notice. Kickstart your healthy new year with your favorite sub in a gluten-free wrap or in a bowl to suit any dietary need. Lee's Deli, proudly serving Racine in 2025. One meal at a time.
Hey, it's me time at Chula Vista. Time for you to pamper yourself. Wisconsin's most complete resort experience has everything you want. Fine-tuned for 70 years by four generations of the Kaminsky family, Chula Vista can be easygoing with colorful scenic river walks, 18 holes of classic golf, a relaxing spa, or you can go all out in 80,000 square feet of indoor water park. Ziplining through canyon views in Chula's aerial adventure park, and dining comes any way you like it, from pizza to Wisconsin's number one ranked steakhouse. More than 600 guest rooms to choose from, with $10 million in updates. Chula Vista, everything you've been wanting, all right here on site. Check it out at ChulaVistaResort.com.
USA Today's Reader's Choice Awards named Chula Vista one of America's top 10 indoor water parks. Find out why at ChulaVistaResort.com.
Humor, heart, and the headaches of family are all part of Over the River and Through the Woods, continuing this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Nick visits his four grandparents every Sunday for dinner. He's exasperated by their constant nagging, ridiculous conversations, and an endless supply of food. But hey, they're family. When he announces his plan to move for a promotion, his grandparents scheme up a hilarious combination of events to keep him from leaving, in a funny and touching story. Tickets and info at RacineTheater.org.
William is one of millions of Americans who uses GoodRx to save on the cost of their prescriptions.
My oldest daughter, Camilla, 2 days old, she had to have open heart surgery. All of a sudden, she's on five different medications. It adds up at the end of the month. Me and the pharmacist got so tight. She said GoodRx saved you a lot of money. Saving that extra $200 to $300 a month, we're able to do all these extra activities. So it puts less stress on our household, and it puts less stress on our pockets.
Download the free app or visit GoodRx.com and start saving today. GoodRx user compensated for their time. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try. Pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands
to show you everyone. It's the time of the season for love.
What's your name?
What's your name?
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Is he rich like me? Has he taken
any time to show
you what you need to live?
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Who's your daddy?
Who's your daddy?
Here is. Is he rich like me? Has he taken?
Has he taken
any time?
Any time
to show? To show you what you need to live.
Tell it to me slowly.
Tell you.
Time of the season, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Becoming sunny today with a high near 20. Right now it's cloudy, 18 degrees at Radio Park. Coming up after 7 o'clock, it's historical marker number 12 in the WRJN series of remembering the history of WRJN. Former owner Skip Blissey on the radio station for, I think, 17 years. He's going to be talking with us after 7 o'clock this morning. If you ever think that life in North Korea isn't that bad, remember this. North Korean women have to get one of 18 different hairstyles that have been approved by the government. Worse for guys. They have to get one of 10 approved by the government. Not approved? Can't get that haircut. Martha Reeves and the Vandellas now. Local news, timeless hits, only here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Well, here's a study I never heard of before. A new study found that the most dangerous state for children to live in is Texas, mostly due to child abductions and school shootings. Florida came in second, followed by California, Tennessee, and Georgia. That's kind of a scary study, huh? Our forecast calling for sunshine later today. I know it's hard to believe, but that's what they say. Highs near 20. Clear tonight. Lows 3. Increasing clouds tomorrow. Right now, cloudy and 18. To that song. He had the middle one. Robert Knight had the first one. Then Gloria Estefan had the third version. He had the second. All three hits, by the way, too. All right. The Golden Raspberry Award nominees were announced. And, you know, the annual awards to honor the worst of the worst. All right, here they are. Worst Picture nominations, Borderlands, Joker, Folie Doux. That was supposed to be a hit movie. Flopped. Madam Web, Megalopolis. That was a Francis Ford Coppola film that flopped. Hard to believe, huh? And Reagan. Now, I saw Reagan. I didn't think it was that bad a movie, but my opinion wasn't asked. And by the way, the Academy Award nominations come out this morning. We'll be talking about them with Nell Minow on Monday. She is a contributor to RogerEbert.com and The Movie Mom. So we'll be talking about those on Monday. It's 6:58, local news, timeless hits. Let's get one more song in it for you. This is Jan and Dean, local news, timeless hits, and WRJN Radio. This is Dead Man's Curve.
Swerve, and then I saw the jag slide into the curve. I know I'll never. never forget that horrible sight. I guess I found out for myself that everyone was right.
You're welcome.